episode 26 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. I'm your host, Matt the Madman Breyer, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears. Independent music from across the web, packaged together each week for your listening pleasure. And we've got a plethora of eclecticism this week. Music from The Semantics, Nikki Carney, Green Apple Independent Group, Laura Edmond, Wolf Larson, and Lexi Roth, to name a few. We're going to be around across the board, genre-wise, today, so get ready to sit back and enjoy. Kicking off this episode with one from Lauren Edmond. I can get that name right, I'm sure. As a teenager, Lauren Edmond was too shy to practice her singing exercises at home, but she grew up to be a woman with moxie to perform at the Apollo Amateur Night, where contestants are routinely booed off stage. Lauren's seductively spare solo debut, It's Always a Quiet One, is a prismatic and intimate self-portrait. It's a starkly vulnerable album that peeks under the veneer of shyness and examines the inner struggles of someone courageously and coyly grappling with the societal and personal manifestations of being soft-spoken. Lauren is best known for her singing and songwriting on the track Afterthoughts from Sleep Thief's 2006 electronic album The Dawn Seeker. At the time, she was relatively unknown talent with a passion for trip-hop featuring material with strong female vocalists. The Connecticut native moved to New York City around that time with the plan of making an album of her own music, but in the years that followed, she struggled to find a balance between producing the music that played in her head and paying the rent. I wrote a lot of these songs around 3 a.m. while working night jobs and living in a tiny, dingy apartment in Queens, she says. She later joined shoegaze band For Every Story Untold, with whom she currently gigs and records. The dual aesthetic trajectories of these disparate influences, the angelic electronic atmospherics of trip-hop, and the earthiness of the shoegaze aesthetic and form, It's Always the Quiet One. The album begins with minimalistic electronic direction that morphs into organic and rustic sensibility in its second half. This is a track off of that album. That is Sweet Girl from Lauren Edmond. Up next, we have a band out of Sweden, The Somatics. The Somatics is a new project from Ross Kirsten of the LaDonna's Mokinas, Magnus Sellgren from the Dialtones Plastiques, and the Italian madman Alessandro Della Ratta from the Homebreakers, showcasing their love for old-style pop music served up Ramon style. And this one definitely has a punk via Ramones feel to it. This is Dream On from The Somatics.
Boy, I'm reading what you're thinking, and I know you really like it. But you're out of your league, and there's no way you can get down. So dream on, 'cause she wants to be with me. Yeah, she's gonna stick with me, yeah. Dream on, I dream on, 'cause she wants to be with me. Yeah, she's gonna stick with me, yeah. Dream on. Yeah, there's lots of other guys wanting to be seen beside her, but she thinks that all gets shallow and I don't waste the time, yeah. So dream on, 'cause she wants to be with me. Yeah, she's gonna stick with me, yeah. Dream on, dream on, 'cause she wants to be with me. Yeah, she's gonna stick with me, yeah. Dream on, hey. Cause it's never gonna happen. Set your sights on someone else, because this one has been taken. So dream on, 'cause she wants to be with me. Yeah, she's gonna stick with me, yeah. Dream on, dream on, 'cause she wants to be with me. Yeah, she's gonna stick with me, yeah. Dream on, dream on, 'cause she wants to be with me. Yeah, she's gonna stick with me, yeah. Dream on, I dream on, 'cause she wants to be with me. Yeah, she's gonna stick with me, yeah. Dream on.
And we're back to New York, Brooklyn to be specific, with Lexi Roth. Lexi Roth is the daughter of guitarist Aaron Roth and his late wife Deborah. She has been playing music since she was about 8 years old and has become quite an accomplished guitarist, even though she started out on bass guitar. She played in several bands in her developing years on both bass and guitar, and was always a featured vocalist. She has appeared on her father's album Tooling Around Woodstock with Levon Helm on drums, and sings Vaya Con Dios from the upcoming release of the Les Paul tribute album, alongside of Keith Richards, Jose Feliciano, Steve Miller, Slash, and many other greats. Lexi's song, Call You My Hun, from her most recent album, is also featured on the new Karen Black film, Maria, My Love. Lexi Roth is in the midst of her new Kickstarter campaign to raise money to print her new album. Kickstarter, if you don't know what Kickstarter is, it's an opportunity for independent artists to solicit donations to fund a project. And basically, it's kind of a pledge system where they have different incentives at different pledge levels. pardon me. On the website a couple weeks ago, I mentioned one for Wasteland 2. It's a sequel to post-apocalyptic RPG from the late 80s, early 90s. It was kind of the precursor to the Fallout series, which, by the way, did make its pledge big time. They're definitely going to do the PC version. I think they've made enough now to do the Mac and Linux versions, and they're looking for a little bit of, I think any more additional funding from that campaign is going to help gonna help get a top-notch developer development studio in the mix as well as the original programmer. But you know, that kind of digresses from this. I will have a link to the Kickstarter for this album as well. It's got about 12 days to go as of this recording. It is due to be wrapped up on Thursday, April the 12th, with a goal of 5,000. And as of this recording, which is on Saturday, March 31st, which is a little under halfway there. So go check that out. Like I said, there'll be a link on the website for it. And this is Lexi Roth from a song that will be on that album. This is I Wanna Run.
A single wink at night, our voices together sounded so right. Until there was me, you wouldn't look your mother in the eye. You'd find any reason to put up a fight. Shut myself off, then you turn me on. Take my blindfold off, I wanna run. Until there was us, I never looked at things objectively. Never felt so free and at ease. Until there was us, I never laughed so hard. Always together, crawling in and out of bars. I killed you all. Came back. You wrote me off, and I wrote you back. I shut myself off, then you turned me on. I take my blindfold off. I wanna run. I wanna run.
Now we're going to switch gears, but stay in the same location, New York City. The genre, the type is going to move into a more of a jazz mood here with the Green Apple Independent Group. Green Apple Independent Group is an assemblage of producers, composers, performers who love music and decide to let the world hear what they have to say. And this is a composition from that group. This is Icy Colors. Here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions. And now we move to the United Kingdom, blending gentle earthy tones, haunting trip-hop vibes, catchy pop hooks, and Celtic landscape dreams into a world all its own. Singer-songwriter Nikki Kearney has come a long way since working with electronic acts such as Elemental, Ammonite, and Biomechanoid. Now, in the beginning of her solo career, the Scottish Lass will take you on a journey beneath the hills and fairy tales, into a place of heartfelt truth, pure emotion, and a soundscape paradise. Her debut EP, which was released at the beginning of 2005, has been grabbing the attention of music lovers and musicians from Scotland right through to California, where her songs were produced with the help of the exceptionally talented and inspiring artist-producer Daniel Berkman. The CD offers a timeless but modern approach to songwriting and production. She combines her love of folk, pop, and electronic music as an introduction to her musical exploration. With the album in the making and a website on the way, there will be much more to look forward to from the Scottish Lass. Don't miss out on treating your ears to this incredibly beautiful and original piece of work, or to her latest release, No Angel. Both of those are available from her website on Bandcamp. I'll have a link to it. This is off the album, or off the EP, Beneath the Hills and Fairy Tales. It's Golden Gates.
Golden gates above.
now we're coming to the close of this episode. One final act to go. But before that, as always, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. If you have any questions, you want to contact me, go out to www.idiosyncratictransmissions.com. And there's a link at the top of every page, contact me. That will take you to a page with various options. One is a form you can fill out and just send it to me. You can also email me, mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. Call in on the Google Voice line at 502-509-1607. You can follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/idiosyncpod. Or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/idiosyncpod. All those options are on the contact page as well, so check that out. Coming up with this final act is Wolf Larson out of San Francisco, California. Described as the lost daughter of Leonard Cohen and with a voice like Margot Timmons from the Cowboy Junkies, Wolf Larson has arrived on the scene much the same as Cohen did, a late bloomer in her early 30s, both a writer and a poet, with an offering of searing poem songs. The music of her debut record, Quiet at the Kitchen Door, is at once warm and vulnerable, intelligent and transporting, and profoundly soothing. It is a record that will live in your CD changer for months. And from the few songs I've heard from the record, I believe that to be a true statement. Known for an arresting live performance, Wolf Larson has become famous for bringing any noisy barroom to a standstill. With total focus, stillness, and a gentle approach to playing her nylon string and guitar, Larson invites an audience to lean in closer and feel the quiet as part of the fabric of her songs. Her unusual name comes from her grandfather, Paul Wolf Larson, for whom she is named. Quiet at the Kitchen Door opens with a poem written and read by her cousin, Larson Bowker, and is an homage to the original Wolf Larson. The original Wolf was a Nebraska man who rode the rails across the Depression, beaten Dust Bowl as a young man looking for work. It was Bowker's poem, specifically the lines, "Nothing left but belief and possibility, and faith that everything important lay ahead," that inspired modern-day Wolf, struggling under the weight of her own modern-day problems, to begin writing songs. Something else important here I've got to kind of scroll through to find. Wolf believed strongly in the power of the independent musician. Declining offers from record labels, she opted instead to build her own team using many of the new tools available to the do-it-yourselfer, such as Bandcamp, Topspin, SoundCloud, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube, and stage it to promote the record. While challenging, she says, this has given her the freedom to imagine and shape a trajectory for her career that is aligned not only with the aesthetic vision, but with her core beliefs, a combination that is notoriously difficult to hold on to as an artist who signs away creative and financial control. For the release of her first record, Larson is donating a significant portion of proceeds, as well as doing a substantial amount of campaigning and awareness raising for an idea she truly believes in. The idea is called the Girl Effect, a Nike Foundation initiative that invests in education of girls around the world. The idea is, if women are invested in at an early age, which they are currently not, three-fourths of all uneducated children in the world are girls. Everything gets better. A family has a greater income to feed and keep its children healthy. Larson doesn't want to wait until the end of her career to speak up what she believes in. She doesn't want to say she'll give money when she has enough, when she is famous enough, when she herself is secure enough. When not playing music, Wolf is an author and advocate for women's health around the world, and very passionate about this idea. Alongside UNESCO, the World Health Organization, USAID, and a growing number of world leaders, Wolf believes that investing in the health, education, and empowerment of girls is the best, fastest way to save the world. Beginning with the Nike Foundation's initiative and meme called The Girl Effect, Wolf was making public investment in her Facebook page as a way of raising awareness, getting people involved, and introducing people to organizations they may not have heard of otherwise. The Girl Effect, as a meme, has been gaining incredible momentum in the last year, and Wolf is excited to commit herself and her art to build momentum behind a worthy idea. Wolf's release is 100% do-it-yourself and independent, so every purchase goes directly to the musicians, artists, and recipients of the Wolf community's investment in the Girl Effect. For more information, visit www.thegirleffect.org. To follow the project where investments are made every other week, visit www.facebook.com/wolflarsonrecords. I'll have links to both of those. And this song is off of that album. And the title itself caught my eye. I've listened to all the songs that were available to listen to preview. And it's not like one was better than the other one, but the title alone caught my eye. So, you know, kind of being that geek that I am, this is Jedi from Wolf Larsen, ending this episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
The hero, she is sleeping. A Jedi princess keeping a sword inside a song. She is the grimmest reaper reaping. There are dragons in your letters. There is hope. But I know you will find me.
me may be deaf, dumb, or blind, but you will lift me like a Jedi, like a diamond for the sky to